Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi daf Shkalim daf Lamed Zayin, and we continue here in Perek Elohim Amamunin. For those who have been following, after a number of dafim kudshim related, so we have a couple of somewhat lighter dafim relating to Inyanei Agada and the names and the stories, like we had the story last time of Rapinchas ben Yair and the donkey of Rapinchas ben Yair who wouldn't eat grain that was not hufras shubas and maestros. He was more machmer than his master. Sounds like Pinchas ben Yair would gladly have given the donkey, you know, untithed grain. That's what he taught to his students. But the donkey wouldn't hear of it, and therefore they had to be mafresh the grain before it. Okay, Psachya, we're up to Lamed Vavma Beis, two-thirds of the way down. The next on the list, Psachya Lakinim. So we had in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, Elohim Amunim, that Psachya was the one that was in charge of the Kinim, right? The Tiklun Chadatin said on the Mishnah, he had to be very smart, very wise, because so many mix-ups happened. We know from Old Maseches Kinim, the birds and the olas and the chatas, so you needed somebody who knew his stuff. A chacham gadol, says the Tiklun Chadatin about Psachya. The Gemara, the Mishnah also says, why was he called Psachya? His real name was Mordechai. Maybe this is the Mordechai, but why was he called Psachya? Because he was poseach. He opened up difficult ideas, and he explained them. As the Mishnah says, poseach dvarim vidarshan. He opened them and he darshan them viyodeya b'shivim lashon. He knew 70 languages. He knew 70 languages. We mentioned the Gemara elsewhere said, what do you mean? All of a sudden, Edrin knew 70 languages. And we said, no, he knew how to mix them together. He knew how to understand Edim that would speak a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So that was his maila. So the Gemara gets back. The Gemara here also discusses that aspects. Let's see. Psach Yalakinim. Bo re ga magodol hu kocho shall oso ha'ish shu poseach dvarim v'darshan. How great is his koach that he was able to, again, decipher and open up difficult ideas. V'yodea b'shivim lashon. So tini, the Gemara here quotes a Tosefta in the 8th parak of Sanhedrin. The Tosefta says, and again, this Tosefta, the Mefarshim pointed out, seems to be against the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin, different requirements. So let's see what the Tosefta says. Right? We saw already in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, in the Bavli, that we read the Mishnah, the Sanhedrin, they have to know 70 languages. Everybody knows 70 languages? And the Rambam said, okay, most of 70 languages, Rove. But this line that we're about to see seems to say much, much less. Tani, Sanhedrin sheyesh bashnayim sheyodin ladaber. The Sanhedrin that have two people, sheyodin ladaber. Two people that know, what is yodin ladaber? So if you look in the Chazon Yecheskel's, right, Yecheskel Abramsky's commentary on the Tosefta, two that know how to speak 70 languages, v'kulan ruin lishmawa. They all have to be able to understand 70 languages. Kulan ruin lishmawa. Sometimes you can understand the language, but you won't be able to speak it. So they all have to know how to understand it, but only two have to know how to speak it. Shnayim ruin ladaber. Harei ze ruin lasanhedrin. That's already ro'i, for a Sanhedrin. Shlosha, if you have three people who know how to speak, harei ze beinonis. That's higher than the minimum. That's already a beinoni bezdin, which is higher than the minimum. Arba, if you have four people who know how to speak, harei ze chachama. That's a wise bezdin. Why do you need at least two? Because you have to do the drisha v'chakira. You have to do the interrogation of the edim. And if you're going to do the interrogation of the edim, you have to have at least two people who have to speak their language. Speak the language of the Edom, and therefore you need at least two. If you have four, maybe you could have a few that choose. Everyone else could listen, but if they can't talk, that's not good enough. Ubi Yavna, Hayu Barba, and there were four in the Bezdin of Yavna, there were at least four that knew how to speak all the languages. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinai, Reb Elazar, Ben Masya. And again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Yizayin seems to say differently. They all have to know. More than that. Okay, we're not going to get into how to learn put all the sources together. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. So it says here, you have to have at least two because they have to know the interrogation, Drisha v'Chakira. So Drisha v'Chakira, we know from Sanhedrin, we must be talking about capital crimes, right? The Dina Nefashis. There's no Drisha v'Chakira when it comes to the Imamunis, is there? At least Lamaisa. So there is a major Machlokas Rishonim. The Ran is Medayik from Rashi. Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin Mabes. That Rashi says what it says there. Kol ir she'ein bashnayim ladaber ve'echad l'shmoa ein moshivim basanhedrin. Any city that doesn't have two ladaber and one l'shmoa, you don't appoint a Sanhedrin there. So Rashi there says it's talking about our issue. Two that means that could speak 70 languages and one that even though he can't speak but he understands. Sheini Yodei Ladabra Lashonos Alashemavin Kol Mashein Omer. So Rashi says, according to the Rambam in the first Berakah of Sanhedrin says this Gemara is talking about Talmid HaChamim. They know how to talk in learning, and they could listen in learning. Nothing to do with our sugya. But the Rashi says there that you have to have at least two. So the Ran says, it sounds like we're talking about a case of Dine Nefashos here, but it sounds like from Rashi, it's not Beferish, but it sounds like from Rashi, says the Ran, Ulefi Pirusha Mashma, De Bezin Shal Shlosha Yechodon Lekabel Eidos Shal Dine Nefashos. This is the Machlok Mishnah. We know Nefashos, first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. How many judges need for Dine Nefashos? Capital crimes, 23. Dine Mamanis Mishlosha, Dine Nefashos, Be'esser Mishlosha. But you need Esser Mishlosha for Dine Nefashos for the discussion and for the Gemar Din, for sure. What about the intake? What about the Kabbalist Eidos itself? How many bez, how many dayanu does that need? The Ran says, it sounds like from Rashi, that all you need is three. You need three for the Kabbalist Eidos of Dine Nefashos, and the Ran does not like that. Ve'ena b'mashma, devadai, this is the Chidush Yeran, there in Sanhedrin. Kol ha-bez din ha-tzricha b'gemar din, tzricha ne'im b'kabbalist Eidos. Whatever bez din that you need for the Gemar Din, you need for the Kabbalist Eidos. Is Kabbalist Eidos a pre-din stage, or is it part of the din already? You're just accepting the testimony of the Eidim. Is that already part of the process, or is that a prerequisite for the process? That could be the Machlokas. Soloveitchik has a piece on this as well. But the Machlokas Rashi and the Ran, for Dine Nefashos, how many do you need? 23 also for the Kabbalah Seidus, or you could even have three. Hilkach, says the Ran, Mashba, the Kol HaBezen Tzrichan Sheyedu L'daber Ba'ayin Lasham. The whole Bezen has to know. V'shekulin Yekablu HaEidus B'Dine Nefashos. V'chein das HaRambam Zal. He quotes that from the Rambam, and he says that's why the Rambam gives a different pshat in that Gemara, as I just said, that has to do with knowing Torah, not knowing languages. This is also, some are familiar with this from the Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. Not that often he does that, and I think Rashi ala Torah only quotes Rav Sadia Gaon once. That's in Mishpatim, that all the mitzvahs are included in the Aseres HaDibros, but the Ramban here in Shoftim, he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, who holds like this Rashi. Alderach Abshat, Amar Rav Sadia, Gon Rav Sadia. Shnayim Eidim Oshlosha, Mikablim Eid, Makabli Eidus Ashnayim. Vein Bakasov Kabbalas Eidus Raksh Eidim. Avokimidumeli, Sheta Hagon Bedino. The Ramban, the great grand Rebbe of the Ran, right? The Ran got it from his great grand Rebbe. So the Ramban says, I think the Rebbe of Sadia Gon is wrong. Ki Eidus Dina Nefashas, Lo Tekubo Rak Bifnei Sanhedrin Shalasov Oshlosha. 23. Machlokas we shown him about Kabbalah's Eidus of Dine Nefashos, but it comes up right here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Avchizda. Now we're going to talk about the wisdom. We said Psachi was very smart, and he knew a lot of languages, and he could open up hidden ideas. So Amar Avchizda, Pamachas Yavsh Eretz Yisrael, there was a drought in the land of Israel. And V'lo Yodim Heichal Avia Omer. And they didn't know the carbon of Omer. Everything was dried out. Remember we said you have shomrim sometimes during Shemitah, but if nothing grows, nothing grows. So they didn't know where to bring the carbon omer. And maybe this is like Rabbi Yishmael, who we said before, you can't bring it from Chutz La'aretz. The omer's got to come from Eretz Yisrael. So it was all dried up. The hayatam chad ilim, there was one deaf mute that was there. Tahave Yosef chad, maybe he understood though what was going on and what they needed. Tahave Yosef chad yadi al gagos, he put one hand on the roof of something, the chadiyah the altsrifin, and one hand on a hut. A tsrif is a hut. Aisuna kameh de psachya. They brought him in front of psachya and they said, psachya, we don't know what this is, what he means. Amalu, he says, is asar, is there any place, de miskari gagos srifin, or srifin gagos? Is there any place that's called, right, gagos srifin? That's whose hands were on the gag and hands on the srif. Any place? They said, take out the map. Oh, they found a place. Azlon lataman, they went there, vashka chunun, and they found grain that they could bring. They found barley that they could bring for the carbon ha'omer. So he was able to interpret the, not just Torah, but life situations. He was able to figure it out. Similarly, Amar Biosa Berebi Bun Pamachas Nishtaf Kol Olam Kula. One time, the whole world was Nishtaf, like we're chidafon. What is that? That's called wind burnt. The carbon eda says Nilkem b'chidafon. Right, not like a drought, but nothing was growing because it was dried out. And they didn't know where to bring. And it doesn't say what here, but Mefarshim say this is the shtialechem, right? The wheat, right? The first one was barley, that was the omer. This is the wheat. They didn't know where to bring it from. So again, Vayitaman Chad Ilein, there was a mute, Vaviyasiv Yav Yade Al Einei, and he put one hand on his eyes, Viyad Al Sukhra, and the other hand on the Sukhra. What's the Sukhra? Karbanaida, Chur Shebe Mezuzas Hadeles, Shebo Tokfim Habriach Lino. It's like the hole in the door that the hinge goes into. It's the socket. The socket in this. He put one hand on his eyes and one hand on the door socket. Aisune Gabi Psachia. They brought him to Psachia. Amar Loni says, oh, Is Asar Demiskari Ain Socher or Socher Ayin? Is there any place that's called, right, Ayin, the eye, Socher, right, the socket? Vazlan Taman Vashkechun. And they did. They went and found the place and they found it. Next. Shalosh Nashim Eviu Kineim. The three women showed up to the Beis HaMikdash and they brought their kinim. They brought their kinim. What's the issue with kinim? Kinim, a kan is a pair of birds. Right? The whole Masechas kinim is about that. But sometimes you bring birds and they're both, if it's for a nedava, they're both olos. Right? For a nedava, you can bring an ol, you can bring a shlamim, you can't bring a chatos for a nedava. But so we didn't know what these women were bringing their birds for. If they're bringing them just for presents, nedavas, they'll be both be olos. If they're bringing them because they, maybe she's a zava, then one's a chatos and one's an ola. And there's a difference. When an ola so of chatos have different avodos, right? It's flipped from the behemas, right? By behema, all the blood work, so to speak, of a behema is lamata michuta sikra, except for chatos. Chatos is on the karnos ha-mizbeach, but ola and asham and everything is under the chuta sikra, below. That's by behemas. Everything's below except chatos is on top. And for ola and chatos of, it's flipped. Ola Sa'of is above the Chota Sikra, and Chota Sa'of is below the Chota Sikra. But either way, it's different. So, you have to know what's what. So, Shal Joshua Yukinean, Achas Omeres Le'enasi. One of them says, oh, these birds are for my Eina. Va Achas Omeres Le'yamati. It's for my Yam. It's for my Yam, for the sea. The Achas Omeres Le'zivati. It's for my Zivati. Sounds like flow. So, they thought to say, Zushamar Le'enati. The one, the first one says, Enati, Sovereign Meimar. The Talmidim thought that, you know what she must have meant? Shofa'as kamayan, ayin from the word ma'ayan, like a fountain. And maybe it means that she was a zava, and her flow was like a fountain from inside, meaning the birds are, one's a chadas, one's an ola. She's mechusri kapara. The amar lon, I'm sorry, zushamar, I lost the place, zushamar le'inati sovereign meimar, shofa'as kamayan. Amar lon, he says to them, maybe not. Who says this means ma'ayan? Be'ena sachlis, maybe she had an eye ailment, she was in danger, and she got healed, and maybe she's bringing a carbon to, like a nedava, bringing a nedava to thank Hashem. So be'ena, with her eyes, sakanis, right, there was a danger. And, she's bringing this, right, the carbon eda, be'ena sichna, vizuka nedava v'kulan olos. Maybe they're both olos. Next, Zusha Amar Liyamati, the one that says Yamati, Sovereign Mamer, they thought, Shofaski Yam, oh, this means that she was a zava, she had a flow like the river. Like the yam. That's what it means. Yamati. This is for my yamati. Amalon, he says, no, maybe not be yamasachas. Maybe she crossed the sea. If she crossed the sea, that's also one of the dalet srikh and lahodos. Right? Chola and yam. Next. Zusha amr leziva si, sovereign meimar, zava mamish. Okay, what are you going to say about this one? Ziva. This must be for zava. So Amalon, he said to them, maybe not. Maybe zev, zava from the word zev, a wolf. Zeb Balitel's Bana, maybe a wolf was going to come and snatch her son, and she was able to save from a wild animal, and therefore, they're both Olos. So, it doesn't say what happened in the story. And it doesn't say, why didn't they just ask them? They must have, like, left and not been there. They dropped him off in the base of Mikdash and they left. So this is why you need a Psachi with the Kinim, right? So what do you do? What do you do now with these birds? You can't do, if you do it in the wrong spot, then the Avodah doesn't work. Okay? Good. Ben Achia, Choli Me'ayim. Ben Achia, he was the one that was appointed to the Choli Me'ayim for the illness of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were always sick, the Mishnah says. Choli Me'ayim, they had intestinal issues. Why do they have intestinal issues? Explains the Gemara. The Kohanim weren't allowed to wear shoes or socks. They'd be barefoot, right? Because there also would be a chatzitza. There can't be anything between the floor and the Kohanim's feet. So it'll be a chatzitza. So they walked around barefoot, and by Oakland Basar Vishosin Mayim, and they had a lot of meat. They had meat all over. They didn't want to leave no sir. So they had a lot of steak. They walked around barefoot. Maybe they gave them a chill. Vishosin Mayim, by Yibonlidi Cholim Mayim. That led to intestinal illnesses. Vahaviyada, and this man knew, Hey, and remember, according to the Rambam, each of these memunim doesn't mean only one person. It means he had a team of people who knew. Faviyada ahei dein chamar tavlamaya. He knew which type of wine is good for the intestines. Veiden chamar some of the maya, and which one is some like weak and sore for the intestines. Basically, he knew medicine, and therefore he was the one that was put here. If you look in the Rambam quotes this in Klei HaMikdash, Zayin Yudalid. Zayin Yudalid in Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam quotes, that's the parak that we read a few days ago, that where he does not list any names. He just has the 15 people who are mamuneh, and then he says, Kol echad ve'echan me'amamunim, elu, tachas yado anashim harbe. He had a lot of men under him, kedei lahachin ha'malacha shumamun aleha, to prepare the malacha that he was appointed to. Zesh al azmanim b'chul, and he continues, let's find with the one that we're up to now. Payasos, kinim, and ze, shalach ha-samos, what did I say? Zayin Yudalid, says the Rambam, hakoanim, mipnei shehein omdim ala ritzpa tamid, va'ochlim basar harbe, ve'ein aleim begadim b'shas ha'avoda, ela chaluk echad, him cholim b'meyein. They get sick. Lefichach, ma'amidim mamuna echad, sheyehei mevaker osan. You used to check them, you used to walk around the koanim and say, how are you feeling, how are you doing? And you feel, hayim mevaker osan, umirape kol tachluehen. In-house doctor, the Beis HaMikdash. Va'osek bohem tamid, hu va'anashav shetachas yado. They had a full-time job taking care of the intestinal illnesses of the Kohanim. That's what the Rambam says. So as an amazing comment, the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, in the back of his commentary on Yerushalmi, right here, he says, one second, don't we know Shomer Mitzvah lo yuna kol ra? They're doing mitzvahs. How does Hashem make them sick? Right? That's, don't we have that principle? The Rambam says twice, tamid. They always have these, they're always sick. Tamid. V'kasha, delama hayakach. Halo shomer mitzvah lo yada davara. V'yein lomar, and don't tell me, right, remember the Gemara Sachim, the first parak, shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin. But what does the Gemara say there? V'makam shkiyach hazek ashayni. Right? You can't say shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin and do something obviously dangerous. Because then, you know, it doesn't apply. So you might answer, you eat a lot of meat, you're barefoot on the floor, that's going to make you sick. So what are you asking for Nisim for? So he said, you can't say that. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was full of Nisim. It's a bigger Nis that the smoke went straight up and the fire never went out. And the pregnant women didn't miscarry. All of those are bigger Nisim than the Kohanim not giving stomach aches. I mean, Hashem could have done that. So why don't you apply the principle of Shomer Tzadik lo Shomer Mitzvah lo Yada Kara? V'uneiz Gadol Yosem Hefachat Tevav Achayotze. Or Eprala Koanim Ha'ovdim Avoda V'Srichim Liozrizim Mashkim Ha'ovdim Avoda Gedola V'Zeyev Sharbanashim Briim. The Koanim must have been robust and healthy. V'Lama Lo Nasa Neishi Ubriim V'Shlo Yasek Lahem L'Mayim. So why isn't this one of the? You want to see, put this in the Nisim in Pirkei Avos? Why don't you include that? Why don't you include that in the Nisim of Pirkei Avos? Vitzarech Lomar. Wow. Here's the line. Two lines. Number one, he says, Balkarchach, Sheratzon Hashem Yizbarach, Haya, Sheyaavdu Avoda Al Kopanim, Bisurim Ksas. Hashem wanted it to be a little tough for them. Hashem said, the Avoda is not supposed to be beautiful and glad. I'm the Kohen. Maybe they could say, you know what I am? There's nobody else. My Zay, right? So, that's an amazing line. Ratan Hashem Yisparach Sheyavdu Avoda Al Kalpanim Yisurim Ksas. Number one. Then they have a little Yisurim. That's part of the plan. V'gam Yesh Lomar. And you might say, by all the other Nisim that took place in the base of English, it was just about a reality. It wasn't making it easier for somebody to do a mitzvah. Right? There are other sources about that. Hashem's not going to make it easy. Not going to give a nes. Right? And once you start, you got to talk about Hanukkah, but he says not. That's number one. V'gam yesh lomar b'shvil osan akonim bein marbis hatseirim v'hamon konim hayu shenisga'u v'nenu b'gashmiyas b'avodasam v'sherusam. We just said there was some konim out there that felt a little too good about themselves and all the meat that they were able to have. V'heim kemosh neva lo machat bagal delo shayach mitzvah. Meaning they didn't have such perfect kavanas. The konim shomer mitzvah applies when your kavanas are pure. Not every Kohen had the purest kavanas. V'al kol zeh nisrapu b'chol inyan, but still, the refuah did help them. Why? Because he wasn't going to make them six. They couldn't do the avoda. Shelo yifrum v'lo yivatlo me'avodasa mechadash. Ad bayishlishi b'mehera v'yameinu az lo yiyakol ma'achla v'chol ne'ga afilu kol du v'prat b'avodas Hashem yisbarach kanoda.
As we know, there won't be any illness when Mashiach comes, bayishlishi, so the Kohanim don't have to worry that they're going to have illnesses. Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, this was only in the Bayis Rishon and Sheni, but not in the future Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. The next, Nechunya Chofer Shichen. Remember, Nechunya was the one that dug the wells. He was the one that made sure that all of the B'nai Yisrael that came out to be all the regal, they had enough water. Nechunya, the Chofer Shichen. Shehaya Chofer Shichen and Ma'aros. V'havayada, he used to know, Hey din kaif mekorer maya, which type of rock keeps water cool? The hey din kaif is be shirav ruve. Which ones keep it shirav ruve? Which ones warm it up? Some water is good to have warm, some water is good to have cold. The admati hein shirav ruvi se mati, and how deep does the heat get? So he was an expert in geology and all the different areas, rock science. Amar of Acha. And Rav Acha adds, Umeis b'no batzama. A very difficult story in the Gemara is quoted also in Baba Kama around Afnun. Rav Nechunya's own son died in thirst. Even though he took care of everybody else's thirst, he died in thirst. So what is this? So we assume that he died for his own sins, but maybe you could have thought that the protection of his father's work, but it was not the case. Again, the Tiklan Chadatin discusses here, keep a midash on them zorba ma'od imupogim ksas bazen nashla b'yoser. If somebody has a certain standard in something, if they don't do it perfectly, somebody might be punished for it. And there's a lot to say about this, but feel free to look at the mefarshim again. Baba Kama, I think Dafnun, and the other mefarshim here. Amar b'chanina, mandam adam rachmane vatrun. Whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatrun, he lets things slide. He does not perform justice. Yis vatrun b'nei ma'ohi. So his intestines should collapse. Ella, Hashem doesn't just let things slide. Ella Marach Ruche, he could have patience. He could have infinite patience. V'gavi didei, but ultimately he will get his just. He will collect his what he is owed. Again, if there's tshuva, then there's nothing owed anymore. That's the godless and the amazing matana that tshuva is. But if tshuva is not done, then Hashem is the ultimate just. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. You remember in the fourth parak, Mesillas Yesharim says that Erech HaPayim, the Mida of Hashem, of patience, of Rachamim, is threefold. Number one, Hayaroi, I'm reading from the fourth parak, Hayaroi Shachote Ye Anesh Miyad, Tekef Lechet O, Beli Amtana Klau. Number one, it would be appropriate for the sinner to get punished immediately when they sin. Right? Lightning bolt, boom. Number two, Vegam Shahaonesh Atzmo Ye Bechor Anaf. The punishment should be commensurate with the sin. And number two, shlo yitik al chayt klal, there's no way to get out of it. No way to get out of it. Right? You can't do tshuva for a fine that you incurred. And midas harachamim is the exact opposite. It's not immediate, and even when it comes, it's a punishment, but it's not exactly commensurate with the rebellious nature of the chayt. And there's a way to get, to remove it totally. V'zech chesed vadei she'ini mishuras adin. That's not shuras adin, that is above and beyond. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. If you look, the Nefesh HaChaim also talks about this, but he has an interesting way to say it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatran. Many people are vatranim. Isn't that a good thing? How do we say Hashem is so strict that he's meaner than a nice person? Right? That's the way the Nefesh HaChaim asks it in Aleph Yud Beis. It says, Ulechara yipale, halo afilu adam ish chesed misnaig b'midas vatranus. Why is that? Why do we ascribe that, we don't ascribe that to Hashem? So he answers, it's not a question of punishment. The chet itself naturally causes punishment. And therefore, Hashem set up a system of mida keneged mida. Sha'chet atzmo hu onsho, ki me'ez habriya, kava hu yizbarach, shmo kol sidri anhagas ha'olamo. So yitluyim kivyas oris ma'isa adam, hatovim v'gamroim. The whole world connects to what a person did. So it's not shayach that Hashem is a vatran. It's not that a person could decide. Hashem set up a perfect world. Hashem could get involved with tshuva, that's part of the system, to remove it. But that's the Nefesh HaChaim's formulation. The Yamshel Shlomo, there in Baba Kama Daf Nun, the Marshal, discusses, you know, a person shouldn't say, I did so many bad things, I can't believe Hashem gave me all this stuff. Right? He definitely does not, doesn't do Mida Keneged Mida. One is not allowed to say that. A person can say, I'm so imperfect, and Hashem's chesed is giving above and beyond. When I don't deserve it, I really need to do better. It's Hashem's chesed. That's different than just saying, Hashem must not do Mida Keneged Mida because I'm getting so many brachas and I don't deserve it. That's a little different. You can't say the first one because that's this lashon of Yevatrin Ma'ohi. Afilu Omer Al Avira Achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin Hu, Lahavir Oso HaPesha Belo Tshuva, Yevatru Lo Chayev. Right? Even on one Avera. V'yim Kain Roy Ligar, he says, you shall rebuke those that say, Ba'osan Anashim Sheyomru Belaz, that say in their own language, Yesh Li Yosim Imasha Yeroyli. I've done a lot of Averis. I don't know why I have so much. Lefi Ma'asai V'shibudi Negad Hashem. V'yim Kain Hachikam Ravatrin, that's what you're saying. Elakach Yechol Hosif. Zulas zchus avos hamisayeli. It must be my zchus avos, which is basically saying Hashem is mida keneged mida. So I'm getting some of the reward that my parents got for me. But that's it's all balancing out. A person just can't give off the impression though that it's not just, even in the good direction. Even in the good direction, you have to know how you talk and to be very careful. Right? I think the Shulchan Aruch says in Ochaz Avelus. That when a person, sometimes a person, this, we have to be careful what we say. Sometimes at a shiva call, person will say, Newt, what could you do? What could you do? So it's like, what do you mean, what could you do? Like, if we could have done something, we would have solved the, what could you do? So it's not Kadosh Baruch who's in charge. Maybe next time I'll bring the Jack Lush. We don't have time now, but to be careful how we express, our mourning. Amr of Acha, Ksiv, a different pasuk. V'svivav nisara ma'od. The pasuk in Tehillim, literally, those around him, nisara ma'od, literally means a storm. But also the word sara can mean hair, se'ar. Medaktik imam kuchot asayra. Famous chazal, that Hashem is medaktik with those that are close to him, like a hair's breadth. Right? The higher we are to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more he expects of us. Amr Rabbi Yo, that's not a reason to say, okay, I'm not going to get close to him. Because the reward of being close to him far outweighs the diktuk. Amr Rabbi Yosef, lo miat min atama zeh, there's a different makar, ela min madaf zeh, the following pasuk, v'no rahu al kol svivav. Hashem instills awe on all those around him. Mo ra'o al akrovim yoser min harachokim. The mo is more on the close that are close, more than the ones that are far. Revi chagai b'shem Rishmo bar Nachman, ma'isa b'chazad echad, sheyachofer bor shichun ma'aros, lo'over mishavim. There was a story with chazad echad, is this Nechunya, is this somebody else? Our lashon is chazad Chasid Echad, again, appears elsewhere also. And he used to dig pits. Pamachas ha'isabito overes linase v'shat fanar. His daughter was on the way, again, in Baba Kam, I think it's mentions the daughter of Nechun Yechov HaShichan. Here it just says Chasid Echad. So his daughter of the person who dug the pits for people was on her way to the wedding and she started drowning v'shat fanar in the river. V'avikolama alim l'gabe. Everybody started complaining to him. Ba'ayin menachamte. They came to comfort him. He wouldn't accept tanchumen. Why not? So Tiklan Chadin quotes the Rashi we know from Sefer Bereishis, and that is you don't accept tanchumen on somebody who's still alive, and that's why Yaakov Avinu didn't accept tanchumen for Yosef because Yosef was still alive. Right? Shala meis nigzar says the Tiklan Chadin. Ala meis nigzar lish takech min alev. Mashen kin alachai vayimain lehisnachem v'hi yisabachayim. Right. So therefore he wouldn't accept it. All of a sudden, oh, Rpinchas ben Yair lagabe, Rpinchas ben Yair, who we had yesterday, came to visit him. Boy, minachamte, he came to comfort him. Velokibla lavi misnachama, he would not accept comfort. Omer alon, dein hainu chasidechon, what kind of chasid do you call yourself? You need to accept comfort. Amrin le Rebbe, kach v'kach ha'yose, kach v'kach ira. So they said to Rpinchas ben Yair, no, this is what he does for a living. He digs wells. So it's impossible that his daughter fell in. Omar. Efshar shahay machabit is borrow b'mayim who makapcho b'mayim. So Reb Timchas ben Yair says, "Oh, you're right. It can't be. It can't be that he's machabit Hashem with water, and this is what happens to his daughter." Miyad naflavar be'ir. All of a sudden, the rumor went out in the city. Boz bito shloso ish. The daughter was saved. Is the amrin besochsa is aris. Some say that she grabbed onto a branch in the water, and she was able to float to safety. Is the amrin malach yarad kidemus Reb Timchas ben Yair v'tzaler. Vitzila. The Malach came down in the form of Pinchas ben Yair. Interesting. only after he said it did it happen? Was it a siman or a siba? Maybe that tzaddik, him, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And that's why the malach was appeared in the dmut of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Okay. Gvini Cruz, one last section. Shahaya Machra's Beis HaMikdash. He used to announce in the Beis HaMikdash. My Omer, he used to wake them up. Hakonim Mavodav, Alevim Leduchen, Yisrael Lamamon. Agrippas HaMelech, Shamakol, Wachmona Parsos. One time Agrippas heard his voice, 8 Parsos, miles and miles away. Venazan Lombatanas Harbe, and he was so excited that he heard his voice so far away. Obviously it was a nace. He gave him many gifts. One other ha'ara, Ben Gever on the Ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of the locking of the gates. There's a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah in Yuma discusses Kriyas HaGever. What they did in the morning, the Shumas HaDeshim was done by Kriyas HaGever. What does it mean, Gever, when the Gever called? So there's two pshatim. We're talking about what happens in the morning. So taking Rav Kumi to Beis Rabbi Sheila, Rav explained in front of Beis Rabbi Sheila, Kara Gavra, there was a person. There was a person who announced in the morning. That's what it means, Kriyas HaGever. So then you could connect our Mishnah to that Mishnah. Achar is Kruza, right? Like our Mishnah says there was a Kruza, there was a human who called out. So that's exactly what Kriyas HaGever is in the Mishnah in Yuma. But Amrun Leh, the Beis Rabbi Sheila said back to Rav that maybe not. Kara Tarnagola. No, it's the rooster. Kriyas HaGever is the cockle-doodle-do in the morning. That's what the Kriyas HaGever is in the morning. Amrlan Vataninan Ben Gever. Islacha Meimar Bar Tanagola. But what do you mean? Our Mishnah says there was an announcer. So you're going to say that the announcer was a chicken, it was a rooster? So the answer might be there was an announcer and there was a rooster. Right? You have to want to put the two Mishnahs together. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Ben Babi. And we'll continue next time with Perek Elohim Hamun.